Kix 106, today's best country and the most music in the morning. 7:46 now, 14 till 8. 14 minutes to get to work. 90 for the high again today. Not quite as humid. It's 71 right now, and sunshine feels pretty good outside. Of course, ladies and gentlemen, health clubs. Health clubs are now, more than ever, making a huge effort to accommodate all different kinds of people.
Like, what are you talking about?
Well, like you, for example. You joined
Cordova Club.
Well, they're going after the, you know, elderly with bad knees to the young with short attention spans.
But how do you mean? What are they offering?
They're trying
them?
To attract new, you know, customers.
I got you, but what are they doing for the elderly with bad knees or the...
They're doing special water Olympics and that type of thing. You know what they're doing.
No, I was asking for an answer. I didn't know what you meant.
Well, now there's something really a little different to attract...
Cordova Club has a nursery if you have to bring your baby.
Right. Now they're doing something to attract a whole different audience, and it's called strip aerobics.
What?
Strip. You aerobics. Heard it. Strip aerobics. It debuted.
That's not the right music.
It debuted in mid-June to attract people bored by run-of-the-mill aerobics.
That's not the right music, I'm telling you.
You know what, Andy?
What?
It sounds to me like you can get hurt doing that, man.
Hey.
You know what I mean?
No. Wait a minute. When you talked about this off the air, you said earlier the best stuff is off the air. And when you talked about this earlier, that's not what you said, Camp Pat. You said, are spectators allowed? That's what he said.
Well, actually, it's funny that you would say that because... They line up along the window there, the people that are not participating.
Mm-hmm.
And most eyes are riveted on the teacher who has high heels clacking along the wooden floor as she whirls through the room doing her aerobics.
I think I've had just about enough. And, Captain, you better hide your eyes.
Yeah, oh, I will.
Listen to this. Even model and actress Angela Bridges, you know, she was on Baywatch.
Yeah, I don't.
She participated in a recent strip workout and said that it was a little different. She was a little bit intimidated.
What about the Watson's girl?
No, the Watson's girl has not done this.
She would be in the aerobics, the water aerobics.
She is in the water. Anyway, now they're trying to check the books. California law enforcement might have something to say about this whole thing.
Well, good for them. If you can keep a strip club so far from a neighborhood or from churches, you're going to have it in the athletic. I'm glad Rhett wasn't in the room for this one.
It's not hurting anybody, is it?
You listened? You heard what we said?
I've already seen the story.
Yeah. Oh, so are you going to be a spectator or a participant?
Probably a participant, as a matter of fact. Yeah.
Captain Pat said...
You want to get in the all-girl class.
Captain Pat said that people could get hurt doing this.
I think so.
Oh, yeah,
because you're so busy looking at somebody else, you trip over your own shirt.
What?
The shirt that you're taking off.
Something else.
7:49.
It is eventually.
Kix 106 Road Water Traffic.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, tonight at 9 o'clock, Memphis' most famous address opens its gates for the faithful and the fanatical to file past the grave of the king.
If that's what you want to do. With a, what, candle?
Candlelight vigil, baby.
Yeah.
9 o'clock tonight.
Do they let Jerry Lee Lewis in?
No, they don't let
him
in.
They don't let him play with matches.
Well,
I love Elvis. I love his music. I like his movies. I think they're clean and they're fun.
Mm-hmm.
I do not, will not, do the candlelight vigil. But if that's your thing... What time does it start?
Hey, it's a lot of people's thing. Apparently, up to 10,000 people expected to attend this thing tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Starts at 9 o'clock. Now, next year, you know, is going to be the biggie. The 25th anniversary next year is expected to draw crowds of at least 30,000 people.
Well, if somebody wants to stop by here, they can get my candle. I won't be needing it. I love Elvis. I do. I always have loved Elvis. I don't do the candlelight thing.
And if you can't go, you can watch it on the Elvis Vigil Cam. Baby.
Well, it's a good thing we had old Elvis here, and he was really
put us on the map, didn't he?
Yeah, it sure did. Yeah. And people, there's not another entertainer that you can name in the world that's ever attracted the fame and fortune that Elvis Presley had. Memphis is fortunate to have him here.
Yeah. One time when I went down there and we were talking to people live on the radio during this time, then I remember running into three ladies who had been coming from... London or Paris or something like that.
Yeah.
And they had been coming for 20 years. They had on Elvis skirts, Elvis shirts. They had Elvis handbags. I didn't ask about their underwear.
Elvis
didn't want to know.
Skirts? When did he wear a skirt?
It had Elvis on them.
Oh.
But they had badges and pins. They had been coming for 20 years. One year they met a woman that was here from Florida. Then they started meeting her. It's their vacation across the seas every single year. Without
every
a
year.
Doubt, they will be here.